Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. PonderNet, Learning to Ponder. Authored 2021 by DeepMind researchers Andrea Bonino, Jan Balliger, C. Blundell. PonderNet. Learning to ponder. Abstract: in standard neural networks, the amount of computation used grows with the size of the inputs, but not with the complexity of the problem being learned. To overcome this limitation, we introduce PonderNet, a new algorithm that learns to adapt the amount of computation based on the complexity of the problem at hand. PonderNet learns end-to-end the number of computational steps to achieve an effective compromise between training prediction accuracy, computational cost, and generalization. On a complex synthetic problem, PonderNet dramatically improves performance over previous adaptive computation methods and additionally succeeds at extrapolation tests where traditional neural networks fail. Also, our method matched the current state-of-the-art results on a real-world question and answering dataset, but using less compute. Finally, PonderNet reached state-of-the-art results on a complex task designed to test the reasoning capabilities of neural networks. 1. Introduction. The time required to solve a problem is a function of more than just the size of the inputs. Commonly, problems also have an inherent complexity that is independent of the input size. It is faster to add two numbers than to divide them. Most machine learning algorithms do not adjust their computational budget based on the complexity of the task they are learning to solve, or arguably, such adaptation is done manually by the machine learning practitioner. This adaptation is known as pondering. In prior work, Adaptive Computation Time, ACT, Graves, 2016, automatically learns to scale the required computation time via a scalar halting probability. This halting probability modulates the number of computational steps, called the ponder time, needed for each input. Unfortunately, ACT is notably unstable and BANINO, Balliger, Blundell sensitive to the choice of a hyperparameter that trades off accuracy and computation cost. Additionally, the gradient for the cost of computation can only backpropagate through the last computational step, leading to a biased estimation of the gradient. Another approach is represented by adaptive early exit networks, Bolupashi et al., 2017, where the forward pass of an existing network is terminated at evaluation time if it is likely that the part of the network used so far already predicts the correct answer. More recently, work has investigated the use of reinforce, Williams, 1992, to perform conditional computation. A discrete latent variable is used to dynamically adjust the number of computation steps. This approach has been applied to recurrent neural networks, Chung et al., 2016, Bonino et al., 2020, but has the downside that the estimated gradients have high variance, requiring large batch sizes to train them. A parallel line of research has explored using similar techniques to reduce the computation by skipping elements from a sequence of processed inputs, Yu et al., 2017, Campos Comunas et al., 2018. In this paper, we present PonderNet that builds on these previous ideas. PonderNet is fully differentiable, which allows for low variance gradient estimates, unlike reinforce. It has unbiased gradient estimates, unlike ACT. We achieve this by reformulating the halting policy as a probabilistic model. This has consequences in all aspects of the model. 1. Architecture. In PonderNet, the halting node predicts the probability of halting conditional on not having halted before. We exactly compute the overall probability of halting at each step as a geometric distribution. 2. Loss. We don and hash x27t regularize PonderNet to explicitly minimize the number of computing steps, but incentivize exploration instead. The pressure of using computation efficiently happens naturally as a form of Occam's razor. 3. Inference. PonderNet is probabilistic both in terms of number of computational steps and the prediction produced by the network. 2. Methods. 2. One problem setting. We consider a supervised setting, where we want to learn a function f, x plus y from data, x, y, with x equals x, 1, x, k, and y equals y, 1, y, k. We propose a new general architecture for neural networks that modifies the forward pass, as well as a novel loss function to train it. 2.2-step recurrence and halting process. The PonderNet architecture requires a step function s of the form un, hn plus 1, in equals s, x, hn, as well as an initial state ho. The output in and in are respectively the network's prediction and scalar probability of halting at step n. The step function s can be any neural network, such as MLPs, LSTMs, or encoder-decoder architectures such as transformers. We apply the step function recurrently up to n times. 2. Ponder net. Learning to ponder the output un is a learned prediction conditioned on the dynamic number of steps ne, 1, n. We rely on the value of in to learn the optimal value of n. We define a Bernoulli random variable in order to represent a Markov process for the halting with two states in quat, continue, n equals 0, and halt, n equals 1. The decision process starts from state, continue, 10 equals 0. We set the transition probability, p, n equals 1, and minus 1 equals 0, equals in v1 and lt, n and lt, n that is the conditional probability of entering state in quat, halting quat, at step n condition that there has been no previous halting. Note that in quat, halt in quat, is a terminal state. We can then estimate the unconditioned probability that the halting happened in steps 0, 1, 2, n where n is the maximum number of steps allowed before halting. We derive this probability distribution Pn as a generalization of the geometric distribution, Pn equals in 2, 1 to 1 winking face. Which is a valid probability distribution if we integrate over an infinite number of possible computation steps, n plus o. The prediction UU made by ponder net is sampled from a random variable U with probability distribution pi equals yn equals pn. In other words, the prediction of ponder net is the prediction made at the step n at which it halts. This is in contrast with ACT, where model predictions are always weighted averages across steps. Additionally, ponder net is more generic in this regard. If one wishes to do so, it is straightforward to calculate the expected prediction across steps, similar to how it is done in ACT. 2.3 maximum number of pondering steps. Since in practice we can only unroll the step function for a limited number of iterations, we must correct for this so that the sum of probabilities Pn sums to 1. We can do this in two ways. One option here is to normalize the probabilities Pn so that they sum up to 1. This is equivalent to conditioning the probability of halting under the knowledge that n and lt, n. Alternatively, we could assign any remaining halting probability to the last step, so that Pn equals 1 Sn on equals 1 Pn instead of as previously defined. In our experiments, we specify the maximum number of steps using two different criteria. In evaluation, and under known temporal or computational limitations, n can be set naively as a constant, or not set any limit, i.e. n plus 0. For training, we found that a more effective and interpretable way of parameterizing n is by defining a minimum cumulative probability of halting. N is then the smallest value of n such that equals 1 page, and gt, 1 euro, with the hyperparameter epsilon positive near 0, in our experiments 0.05. 2.4 training loss. The total loss is composed of reconstruction lrec and regularization lrec terms, 1, n1, 2, j equals 1, 3, Bonino, Balliger, Blundell 1. Melisse L equals PNL, y, un, plus BKL, PN, PG, app, n equals 1 lrec where L is a predefined loss for the prediction, usually mean squared error, or cross-entropy, and ip is a hyperparameter that defines a geometric prior distribution po, app, on the halting policy, truncated at n. Lrec is the expectation of the predefined reconstruction loss L across halting steps. Lreg is the KL divergence between the distribution of halting probabilities Pn in the prior, a geometric distribution truncated at n, parameterized by TP. This hyperparameter defines a prior on how likely it is that the network will halt at each step. This regularization serves two purposes. First, it biases the network towards the expected prior number of steps 1 quarter p. Second, it provides an incentive to give a non-zero probability to all possible number of steps, thus promoting exploration. 2.5. Evaluation sampling. At evaluation, the network samples on a step basis from the halting Bernoulli random variable in tilde b, p equals in, to decide whether to continue or to halt. This process is repeated on every step n until a halt outcome is sampled, at which point the output y equals yn becomes the final prediction of the network. If a maximum number of steps n is reached, the network is automatically halted and produces a prediction y equals yn. 3. Results. 3.1. Parity. In this section, we are reporting results on the parity task as introduced in the original ACT paper, Graves, 2016. Out of the four tasks presented in that paper, we decided to focus on parity as it was the one showing greater benefit from adaptive compute. In our instantiation of the parity problem, the input vectors had 64 elements, of which a random number from 1 to 64 were randomly set to 1 or minus 1 and the rest were set to 0. The corresponding target was 1 if there was an odd number of 1s and 0 if there was an even number of 1s. We refer the reader to the original ACT paper for specific details on the tasks, Graves, 2016. Also, please refer to Appendix B for further training and evaluation details. In Figure Low, we can see that PonderNet achieved better accuracy than ACT on the parity task, and it did so with a more efficient use of thinking time, LA at the bottom. Moreover, if we consider the total computation time during training 1C, we can see that, in comparison to ACT, PonderNet employed less computation and achieved higher score. Another analysis we performed on this version of the parity task was to look at the effect of the prior probability on performance. In Figure 2b, we show that the only case where PonderNet could not solve the task is when the prior app was set to 0.9. That is when the average number of thinking steps given as prior was roughly 1.9. Interestingly, when the prior app was set to 0.1, hence starting with a prior average thinking time of 10 steps, 1/0.1, the network managed to overcome this and settled to a more efficient average thinking time of roughly 3 steps, Figure 2c. These results are important as they show that 3.LREG.4 PonderNet learning to ponder our method is particularly robust with respect to the prior, and a clear advancement in comparison to ACT, where the T parameter is difficult to set and it is a source of training instability, as explained in the original paper and confirmed by our results. Indeed, Fig. 2a shows that only for few configuration of TACT is able to solve the task, and even when it does so, there is a great variance across seeds. Finally, one advantage of setting a prior probability is that this parameter is easy to interpret as the inverse of the number of ponder steps, whereas the T parameter does not have any straightforward interpretation, which makes it harder to define a priori. A 5BANINO, Balliger, Blundell. Next, we moved to test the ability of PonderNet to allow extrapolation. To do this, we consider input vectors of 96 elements instead. We train the network on input vectors up from integers ranging from 1 to 48 elements, and we then evaluate on integers between 49 and 96. Figure 1b shows that PonderNet was able to achieve almost perfect accuracy on this hard extrapolation task, whereas ACT remained at chance level. It is interesting to see how PonderNet increased its thinking time to 5 steps, which is almost twice as much as the ones in the interpolation set, see Fig. 1a, showing the capability of our method to adapt its computation to the complexity of the task. 3.2. Bobby. We then turn our attention to the Bobby question answering dataset, Weston et al., 2015, which consists of 20 different tasks. This task was chosen as it proved to be difficult for standard neural network architecture that do not employ adaptive computation, Dagani et al., 2018. In particular, we trained our model on the joint 10K training set. Also, please see Appendix C for further training and evaluation details. Table 1 reports the average accuracy of our model and the other baselines on Babel. Our model is able to match state-of-the-art results, but it achieves them faster and with a lower average error. The comparison with Universal Transformer, Dagani et al., 2018, UT, is interesting as it uses the same transformer architecture as PonderNet, but the compute time is optimized with ACT. Interestingly, to solve 20 tasks, Universal Transformer takes 10,161 steps, whereas our method 1658, hence confirming that approach uses less compute than ACT. 3.3 Paired Associative Inference. Finally, we tested PonderNet on the Paired Associative Inference task, Pi, Bonino et al., 2020. This task is thought to capture the essence of reasoning, the appreciation of distant relationships among elements distributed across multiple facts or memories, and it has been shown to benefit from the addition of adaptive computation. Please refer to Appendix D for further details on the task and the training regime. Table 2 reports the averaged accuracy of our model and the other baselines on Pi. Our model is able to match the results of Memo, which was specifically designed with this task in mind. More interestingly, our model, although is using the same architecture as UT, Dagani et al., 2018, is able to achieve higher accuracy. For the complete set of results, please see Table 7 in Appendix D6 PonderNet, Learning to Ponder. 4. Discussion. We introduced PonderNet, a new algorithm for learning to adapt the computational complexity of neural networks. It optimizes a novel objective function that combines prediction accuracy with a regularization term that incentivizes exploration over the pondering time. We demonstrated on the parity task that a neural network equipped with PonderNet can increase its computation to extrapolate beyond the data seen during training. Also, we showed that our methods achieved the highest accuracy in complex domains such as question answering and multi-step reasoning. Finally, adapting existing recurrent architectures to work with PonderNet is very easy. It simply requires to augment the step function with an additional halting unit, and to add an extra term to the loss. Critically, we showed that this extra loss term is robust to the choice of IP, the hyperparameter that defines a prior on how likely is that the network will halt, which is an important advancement over ACT. 7 BANINO, Balagher, Blundell 8 PonderNet. Learning to Ponder 9 BANINO, Balagher, Blundell 10 PonderNet. Learning to Ponder 11 Bonino, Balagher, Blundell 12 PonderNet. Learning to Ponder 13 BANINO, Balagher, Blundell 14 PonderNet. Learning to Ponder 15 BANINO, Balagher, Blundell 16. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.